Hare Krishna. It's 9 a.m. on a rainy 8th of May in Paris. Yesterday was quite a busy day in meetings, and you got a bit of our Harinam back, at least my Harinam back, from the preaching center to our flat. And today the plan is to go out and do Harinam by the Eiffel Tower. Hopefully the rain will stop. Right now it's driving hard enough to keep us inside. I have two questions today. One is from a Molnar Yudit in Hungary, and excuse me, my computer just sort of came alive of its own and started speaking. And she was asking about how she could get inspiration to really get into Krishna consciousness in a serious way. And of course, the answer to that is sadhu sangha. Sadhu sangha is get good association, associate with Vaishnavas who are determined, read Srila Prabhupada's books, and develop or strengthen your understanding of Krishna consciousness by comparison to other philosophies and theologies of the world. And as Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says, if you do that, you will find that it is simply chamatkar, it is simply wonderful. Interestingly enough, that Judith met us at the festival in Eger that we were attending last Thursday, and that's where she became really inclined to sort of inquire and become a little more serious. But in regards to this point about strengthening our intellect, I'll just summarize the second question, which Barshana from the UK was asking about, and that was about the validity of these self-development psychoanalysis courses. Particularly, she referred to those that were being presented by a Satvotvi Institute, which is really set up by Dear Govinda Prabhu. And I refer to strengthening intellect because I see often that devotees who don't really make a serious business of studying Srila Prabhupada's books, delving into the deep philosophy of Krishna consciousness, or even cultivating it seriously in their personal lives, want some kind of shortcuts back to Godhead, of which there are none, or another way of putting it is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has already given us a complete shortcut which doesn't need to be augmented by some empirical process. And yet they turn to, for instance, this is one, although there are many, processes which was created by Dear Govinda Prabhu, who was once the head of our Child Protection Office, doing very valuable service there, and prior to that was preaching in Israel. I remember him writing to him about his preaching to the Druze. Somehow or another, along the line, he'd developed a indifference to the process of parampara that Srila Prabhupada had given us. So in short, he's propounded rhythmic philosophy, of which he even tried to convince the GBC body to support. Anyway, in short, he's a Ritvik. That in itself should be a clear enough warning to devotees not to get involved in something that someone who really doesn't know or really doesn't understand the very basics of Krishna consciousness. Learning from someone means you learn from someone who knows what's right and what's wrong. That we have a process of parampara which is dependent upon accepting, revering, following the orders of one's spiritual master, meaning one's initiating spiritual master, one's instructing spiritual master, and then, of course, Srila Prabhupada, the founder, Acharya. All of that to be sacrificed or qualified in some way or another immediately disqualifies someone from being an authority on anything. In other words, if someone doesn't understand Krishna consciousness, of what value is his explanation or attempts at helping others. And that's one very basic perspective. And the other one, which is the very nature of this self-development, which is based on the empirical process of psychology itself, is completely speculative. It's a different process. It's an aroha process. It's an ascending process. It's not an avaroha process, a descending process that comes down from Krishna. Therefore, it's not perfect. And because it's not perfect, it's subject to many faults and defects. And in short, it really can't help us in our advancement in Krishna consciousness. Devotees may say, well, but there are so many similarities between Krishna consciousness and what's taught there. And that may be the case. There may be many similarities. Just like there's many similarities between a horse and a cow. They both have two ears, and they have a tail, and four legs. But a horse doesn't give cows milk. If you drink a horse's milk, you become like a horse. If you drink a cow's milk, you become like a demigod. So in the same way, similarities doesn't make something identical or doesn't make something equally authorized or potent. My real question is why devotees really become distracted or deviated in these things, why they really cannot see the defect behind such presentations. And at least my answer to that would be because they're not taking lessons from the ultimate self-development authority, Srila Prabhupada, through his books, his lectures, his instructions. If they have some problems in spiritual life, which are inevitable, they don't necessarily take the time and energy to resolve them through the methods that Srila Prabhupada had given via the assistance of Vaishnavas and through the potency of the holy name, but some kind of shortcut. Someone else should solve my problem for me, or it's going to happen just by some kind of interchange, an interchange which is brought about by something else other than sadhana, as if the perfect process of sadhana bhakti Rupa Goswami gives us requires to be augmented by some kind of speculative method. So I would suggest that rather than devotees looking for shortcuts, they simply look at the shortcut that's already been given to us by Srila Prabhupada and invest their time and energy in that. But to speak of all the money that's being invested in these courses, which is ultimately their purpose, it's a means for an individual to make a livelihood. So I haven't particularly gone to the course. Someone may ask, well, do you know what it's about? But I say, I don't need to know what it's about because I know who the person is who made the course, and I don't have time for it. As it is, I wish I had more time just to study my spiritual master's books. I wish I had more time to read the other Vaishnava literature that our acharyas have given us for my own self-development. Why do I need to go to someone who rejects his own spiritual master, who's an outsider in the Krishna consciousness movement, and who doesn't believe in the values that the majority of respected Vaishnavas do? Anyway, Hare Krishna. This is not meant to be a personal slight, as I mentioned, as I know the individual from a long time. On the other hand, I think the devotees need to be a little clear-headed about these things and not allow themselves to be duped into things that appear to be Krishna consciousness, but in the long run will prove to be something else. Anyway, so much about that. I don't want to go on as regards that issue. Obviously, from the last 10 minutes, if devotees want to ask whether I would suggest that devotees attend such courses, the obvious answer, if it isn't obvious by now, is no. Tomorrow we'll talk about some other subjects, perhaps some which has really been a developing phenomenon within ISKCON, or at least certain parts of the ISKCON that I'm aware of, and that is devotees, I mean initiated devotees, devotees who have rendered large amounts of service, becoming accustomed to taking drugs or medication. This is another type of shortcut, and obviously that one doesn't work, but as incredulous as it sounds, it seems like quite a few devotees think that it works for something. Okay, everyone, all the best for today, and we're doing this early in the morning, so you don't have to download late at night. Hare Krishna, and have a nice day today. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.